solid. I saw move, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any second? Can we be recorded, please? Let's move to the next time. Can you switch off those are the minutes of the 5th June 2012. Huh? Yeah, it's a report, and I must indicate members that this report is empty. Those that went to those public hearings, that those public hearings were a disaster, precisely because of a management error, management problem within Parliament. Hence, if you check the minutes of the 30th, we are calling for an investigation, because that is not the first committee, so that matters can be dealt with. That is the situation. But let us follow the same process and go through page by page. These pages are not numbered. Your page one is the first page. Yeah. The second page is numbered, page two, if there's anything. Page three. Page 4, is there anything else? Yes, Member
Singh. I don't want to vote on it because I wasn't part of it, or not vote, but to support it or not, I want to make a remark about the process, given the fact that this public hearings was very insufficient. What do you anticipate to do about that? We can now blame the system, but the reality is the public hearings didn't transpire. And I think given the essence of this specific topic, it's necessary to reconsider that.
Joseph?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think I also wanted to just express my disappointment. Our committee went out, and I was a participant there of the portfolio committee, but yeah, for some reason there was poor communication. But nevertheless, we have met with those who wanted to meet us, a few individuals. And I just wanted to confirm with you that were presentations made to Parliament, particularly to the NA, besides the fact that we had poor input from the public. That was done, and I'm sure that could have also been a significant contribution. In my opinion, the judge that we spoke to, I think their concern was not necessarily the code of conduct, which we have dealt with now. Their concern was the declaration of interest. I think that is when that is still to come. So I think the year is also somehow reflected on that in terms of the meetings we had with them. They in principle also have never had big problems with the code of conduct, but with the declaration of interest, which we must still deal with. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
No, definitely. When we were still a joint committee, a joint other committee, we had public hearings here, you know. We had public hearings, a lot of issues happened there. and the same judge that came to the Free State, well, you know, also came to make inputs here in Parliament, you see. And hence they were, in actual fact, you're correct, there were no problems around the court itself. We have planned, in terms of the revised program, we are planning another public hearings, particularly on the issue you've raised, the regulations, because there are sticky issues, there are serious concerns raised by the judges, and the legal fraternity outside there. No, but those public hearings will be held here in Parliament. That is why both the NA and ourselves, NA has extended the mandate of the committee. We are seeking the same thing because also the department want to come and make further inputs to us around the code itself. No, the code, the regulations. Yeah, you are accommodated in as far as that process is concerned, Member Sinclair. can we then move for the adoption of this that particular report? Can we just do it on record, please?
Joseph, second report.
Thank you very much. Maybe let us look at the the last item for today. This is, I hope we all have the copies of the revised program in front of us. What I'm going to request, members, is that possibly the briefing that is supposed to take place on the 9th of October. Okay, no, that's fine. But September, there are slight problems. I must indicate, members, that the majority of the members in this committee will not be around in September. I think I know the Security Committee is going to Germany. That security, copter, and petitions. You see, now the majority of the members are not around. That include the secretariat, which is a problem. That's why there's nothing in September. Yeah, we'll do a lot of things. What is important, members? If members are satisfied with the program, okay, can we then also move for the adoption of this particular program? I know there's one day for public hearings about the issues. Thank you.
Yeah. I wanted to reconfirm
one day in one province, or how are we going to conduct it? Thank you, Chairman. I just wanted to raise, in terms of the time, 9th or 1, is that adequate? Are we really sure that we do not need the afternoon session? In terms of the indications with our visits and so on, so are we confident that will be enough time?
Yeah, this is just the briefing from the department. In terms of the public hearings, it's the whole day on the 31st. It's on the 17th.
Yeah.
On the 31st, we then start to deliberate and also consider amendments and what. Then we finalize on the 14th of November. Yeah, that's what we have. Members in camp.
I don't know if I'm confused, but you said there's nothing happening in September, but on the program, the 7th September, there's a meeting.
Check the second page, that is the, because we are revising the first draft. This one is cancelled. We're starting on the 9th of October.
Thank you.
Okay. Having said that, can we, yes, member?
Thanks, Chairperson, and my apologies for arriving late in the meeting. I'm looking at the 17th of October. It's on Wednesday. I just want to suggest that because Wednesday is a committee meeting, there are committees that might be sitting on that day. I would suggest that through you, Chair, that the committee secretary give the programming technical committee this program in good time, so that in the program they should consider this date, the programming committee consider this date, and not have clashes with other committees.
Definitely, yes. That. In actual fact, if we adopt this program today, it must go in tomorrow. By tomorrow, then there's sufficient time. It's almost a whole month to deal with it. You see. Has it been adopted? Can we move for the adoption of this program, please? Okay, it's moved in a second. Thank you very much, members. This brings us to, is there anything?
I just want to find out, I don't get the formal notices of these meetings. I'm not aware of this, but I don't know where does my invitation and things go. I mean, all of us got full program, and I want to be part of this, but in all reality, you know, I can't get a day's notice, and I must rush here. So I like the staff, and I like so on, but...
No, I have noticed this. I spoke to the committee secretary that I think it is wrong, because tomorrow we'll be blaming members who don't attend meetings. And I've indicated that at least a week, today at least we have a program, you will follow that program, but at least a week before that special meeting, members are reminded, not necessarily through SMSs only, but official invitations must be sent to members. See, and because that is a standard practice here, where you get official invitations, you know, in black and white, you know, and that way it's going to assist members, so that we don't, because I was also worried. By yesterday I was not sure whether SMSs have gone out and members have been spoken to, you see, and I was told no, that was done.
In addition to that, I mean, we have, some of us have secretaries that assist us with our diaries, you know, that we tell us go there, go there, and so on. So we, it's good to come on here, but it's good if it's official as well, because then they put it into our programs where we must be. Thanks.
You should not worry, because when I attend, I also represent it.
Yeah, so thank you, members. This meeting is adjourned.
Now you confirm with particular members.